It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Nationwide, about 62% of the 2020 census surveys have been returned so far. In Texas, however, the response is much lower. New numbers from the Census Bureau show a response rate of less than 57% in Texas, making Texas 40th best in the United States and lagging far behind the rate for the 2010 censuses. Here to tell us more about what's behind all this is Lila Valencia. She is a senior demographer at the Texas Demographic Center. Lila, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
What are some of the factors behind Texas's low response rate for the 2020 census?
Well, we always knew it was going to be difficult to count a state as large, as diverse as Texas. And then, of course, things changed for all of us. And COVID-19 and the pandemic has really changed things drastically.
Of course, COVID is affecting all states, and Texas has always been big. I'm wondering if there's not some other factor going on here. Ranked 40th among the 50 states? That's pretty surprising, at least to me.
No, you're absolutely right. And what makes Texas a little bit unique and the challenge even harder in a state like Texas is that we have a lot more people that we need to count than any other state. Mm. Obviously, second only to California. But the challenges are the people of Texas. We have a lot of very diverse populations. We have a lot of multi-generational households. We have a lot of children. We have a lot of people of color. We just saw our latest estimates from the Census Bureau show that Hispanics are adding more people, more than 50% of the total population increase in the state since 2010. And so we have a higher share of what are called hard to count populations. And so that's making it really challenging. And we also have a large rural population, which really heard from the Census Bureau for the first time in late May, early June.
You talk about the demographic diversity and the large number of people of color, and that number is growing, of course, as we speak. Why would they be a greater challenge to count?
Well, there are a lot of factors that contribute to whether a person is likely to count or respond to the 2020 census or not. And when we've been looking at the data, things like internet access are really positively correlated with response. Now, internet access is, you know, much more available now, but the communities that still have lower access to internet continue to be communities of color. Mm. We also find a negative correlation between poverty and people who live right above poverty and response rates to the census. And so we know that, again, the people, the communities with the higher poverty rates are Hispanic communities and African American communities.
What would you recommend that the Census Bureau do to increase the self-response rate? Is there something that the Census Bureau could do at this juncture?
Unfortunately, a lot of the things that, you know, have been put on hold, there were great plans when we were going into the 2020 census, but many of those things that we know are effective, reaching out to people through trusted voices like churches and schools and public libraries, all of those places closed down. And we know that response rate in certain areas of the state, for instance, in the Rio Grande Valley, really rely on that face-to-face interaction with that trusted voice. And so if there is a way to get those messages in a safe way to those communities, we think that the response rates will go up.
Something we haven't touched on, I know we should, is what the price might be for Texas if we don't get an accurate count. How would you characterize that?
Sure. Right now, we see projections that estimate over 500,000 Texans that might be undercounted in the 2020 census. And the cost, unfortunately, is that if we just have an undercount of just 1% of the population, Texas is at risk of losing over $300 million per year for the next 10 years, all for resources that go to funding things like schools, roads, parks, and emergency response that is highly needed during this time. Mm.
Any reason for optimism that these numbers might improve or rebound?
The update leave operation that reaches rural areas is now fully reinstated. all of these households have now received an individual packet from the Census Bureau. So we know that those areas are going to see increases in response rates, and we've already seen those. And the other side is that the Census Bureau is starting to go out into communities in a safe way, in a socially distant way, and we are really hopeful that those efforts will result in increases. We are definitely concerned that we might not reach our 2010 response rate by the end of the reporting period, but we're hopeful.
Lila Valencia is a senior demographer at the Texas Demographic Center. Lila, thanks so much for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.